today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special, in which we're going to speak about hardship as a blessing. So welcome on Thursday, 18th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of the month of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 17th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless these moments by listening of chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 178, and listen about the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين.
And let not those who disbelieve ever think that because we extend their time of enjoyment, it is better for them. We only extend it for them so that they may increase in sin, and for them is a humiliating punishment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran has repeatedly applied the phrase, they do not think about infidels, hypocrites, and the persons whose faith is weak. This is because these persons are deprived from insight, proper analysis, good intellect, and necessarily clear mind. Sometimes the disbelievers consider having possibilities, victories, and welfare as a sign of their own eligibility, while Allah respites them upon their stubbornness towards His ease and upon their being polluted by infidelity and corruption in order that they dive deep in their destruction.
From the wind to the trees to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
We're speaking about hardships in our life as a blessing. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, taught us that the foundational principle of sabr or patience, what lies at the heart of it is a pure conviction that Allah is with the believer in all moments and all circumstances. If we accept Allah as the source of all, whether we perceive or experience it, as a blessing or calamity, then we understand that He knows best our capacity to endure, our capacity to endure. And it is our challenge to remain steadfast and patient. At the same time, we should be thankful and say Alhamdulillah in every circumstances. We can pray for intervention, relief, or strength. We can thank Allah. We can accept what we are given. All those responses have been demonstrated by the prophets and infallible imams. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, the seal of the prophets, told us, how wonderful is the affair of the believer. Indeed, all of his affairs are good for him. This is for no one but the believer. If something good happens to him, he's grateful to Allah, which is good for him. And if something bad happens to him, he has sabr, which is good for him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about divine tests and trials. Divine trials reveal whether inner intentions align with outward declarations. True friends of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not those who remember Him only during times of ease, but those who remain steadfast in both prosperity and adversity, whether in blessings or calamities, and whose faith remains unshaken by material circumstances. So what are the outcomes of trials for prophets and saints? For prophets and Allah's chosen ones or awliya, trials yield several profound benefits. First and foremost, strengthening their resolve and expanding their spiritual capacity. And second, elevating their ranks in the hereafter. And the third, deepening their detachment from worldly attachments while increasing their longing for the eternal rewards prepared for them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fourth, intensifying their supplication and reliance on Allah while accumulating more provisions for their afterlife.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. We're going to speak about reasons why we go through problems and difficulties. Sometimes we go through hardships because of our sins as a form of minor punishment. Allah says in chapter 42, verse 30, whatever afflicts you of hardship is from what your hands have earned, and Allah pardons much. So what you're seeing is a fraction of your result. And oftentimes, we look at the state of Ummah and we have to realize that there is a strong correlation between how far we are from Allah and the state of our well-being.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show
For today, we put a sign beside the exercising patience in our daily checklist. The topic of patience is a very comprehensive discussion, but for the purpose of this daily checklist, we remind ourselves that it's a necessary component of tawakkul, or trusting in Allah. Without exercising patience every day and in all situations of prosperity and adversity, we are unable to fully depend on Allah. But by staying persistent, consistent, and engaging action in the face of hardships and challenges, we're able to develop and maintain the faith and discipline needed to rely entirely on Allah. Let us not be of those who in the face of hardship abandon patience in favor of despair. Man is not weary of supplication for good things, but if evil touches him, he is hopeless and despairing.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
There is an ayat in Surah Baqarah, which is very interesting, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way, gives us the category of different tests and trials that we could go through. It doesn't mean everyone goes through all of it. And this is in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 155, where it says, وَلَنُبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ, that we are verily going to put you in bala, fitna, ibtila, imtihan. These are all same words, meaning the same thing, different words. وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, there is double emphasis, the lam before and the noon, double noon there, these are double emphasis. And so if we really do the literal translation, it would mean that surely and verily we are going to test you. Double the emphasis there. Bishayin, in different ways. Min al-khawf, number one, by fear. You know, you might be put in a situation where there is, you know, socio-political circumstances where you're going through the state of fear. Wal-ju', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hunger. You know, those who are going through restrained situations, you know, famine and, you know, war time situations. Wanaqsin, number three, loss of three kinds. The third one, wanaqsin min al amwal, you know, in the loss of your wealth. You might be very affluent, everything is good, all of a sudden things change. You know, look at the economic crisis around the world. You know, things are not like before. And that's the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to see, are you with me only when I give you? Or are you with me when you are going through restrained circumstances of life? Number four, وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ. And sometimes even the situation calls where Allah says, you might even lose your life for the sake of your faith. You know, look at the example of when we look at the example of Misam Tammar, or Kumail bin Ziyad, or the example of Hujr bin Adi. These are the people who lost their life just because they believed in Ali bin Abi Talib. And it was imtihan and fitna.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله الله
ربي
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي